We're holding in Shloshim Yom Kerem Achag of Purim, so I just want to say over an interesting machshava b'negiat to Purim and Amalek b'negiat to today's daf. The word Amalek, the Svarim bring down many different remazim and inyanim in the meaning of the word Amalek. And one remez which is brought down by the Svarim HaKadoshim is that Amalek stands for Amal Kuf. You split it up into two words, Amal, to work, and Kuf, which means 100. What's the meaning of Amal Kuf? So the Svarim Mazber that Amal Kuf is referring to our Gemara over here. The Gemara here says that Eina Daima Mishashana Pirka Mea Pamim Lashana Pirka Mea Echad. It's not the same. Somebody who chazers his Gemari, chazer Yidaf 100 times, if you chazer 101 times. One of them is called an Ivad Elakim, and one is a Shola Avada. If you chazer 100 times, you're called a non Ivad Elakim. If you do it 101 times, then you're called an Ivad Elakim. So what's up shot in this? What does that have to do with Amalek? What does it mean that Amalek is Amal Kuf? He's Amal 100 times. So I saw a beautiful hasbir from Reb Gifter that is brought down in the Sefer Eilas Ephraim from his son-in-law, Reb Ephraim Azimir Zatzal, something that he said he heard from Meshver Reb Gifter, and he was masbir like this, that the Indian, what's talking of the chilek between one who learns 100 times 100 and 101 times? What's wrong with learning 100 times? Why is that a non-Ovid Elakim? So he's masbir, this is a hasbir which the Sfarim bring down, that when a person learns something 100 times, it's an unbelievable thing. He's going to get tzchar. There's no question about it. But at the end of the day, there's a certain satisfaction, a certain shleimus, a certain perfection. You feel like, yeah, I finished it. I chazed my daf 100 times. I finished. Now I can move on. And move on to the next thing. There's a certain inyan of, you could feel, I did what I had to do. I was yotzei machiv, and now I can move on. Which is a gevaldik zach, and Enoch and Shbrachim mekabeh tzchar kol beri, and you're going to get tzchar ad in shir for it. But at the end of the day, it's sort of, you did what you have to do, and now you move on. But a person who goes ahead and after he finishes 100 times, he says, let me do it one more time, I want to do it another time. That one extra time shows that he's not just learning to be yaitzeh, not just learning to get the satisfaction of completing, to do the set amount of times, but he's going beyond that. This is a person that has a tremendous ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an ava for Tyre. He's passionate about it. He wants to keep on going, going, and going. If it's up to him, we keep on going forever, but okay, got to move on to the next daf, so he's going to stop eventually. But that one extra time shows that he's not just doing it to be yaitzeh, he's not just doing it because this is the curriculum, but he wants to go beyond that. And he said that the Indian of Amalek is a person who wasn't misnaged befrat to kiyum Torah mitzvahs, but it was karcha baderach. He wanted to cool down our enthusiasm, cool down our passion for Yiddishkeit, for Torah mitzvahs. So Amalek could handle the Amal Kuf. You want to learn 100 times, you do your amount, you feel good about it, you move on, that he could handle. But to go that 101th time, to go that extra time that shows that extra passion and chavivus and avas l'tayah, avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Amalek couldn't handle. That was what the Iker Snagdus of Amalek was. Amalek, the word Amalek is Amal Kuf. He can handle the 100 times, but the 101 time, that's beyond the Kach of Amalek. That's something that he couldn't be Saival, and that's really our Kach of being Miskabra and Amalek, to take away from the Krivus, take away from the cooling down of Tari Mitzvahs and Avodas Hashem, is to push ourselves to go that extra time, the 100th time, 101 time, to show that we're not just doing it to be Yaitzeh, not just doing it to feel accomplished, but to go beyond that. We have an Ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we love to keep on doing it again and again and again, and to use that passion in our Limud HaTorah to be Mischazek and be Misgabra and Amalek, and that is really the Kayach who will help us be Misgabra and Amalek.